Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Ah, Henry, just the person.
Ah, good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Now, could you do me a favour and go into men's today, please, as Joe has called in sick?
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but there's really no one else I can ask.
Well, what about Mike? Can't he go?
No, he had to cover in gifts as we're short-staffed there as well.
Oh, and why is that?
Well, it's because Mandy was put down twice on the rota, and obviously she can't be in two places at the same time.
Oh, I see. Oh, I am sorry about that.
Well, never mind. But I would be grateful if you could do that for me.
Well, yes, of course I will. I suppose we're going to have to advertise soon, aren't we?
Oh? And why is that? You're not leaving us already, are you?
No, not me. It's Tina.
Well, she hasn't said anything to me about leaving.
Well, it's definite that she's going, because I've just been speaking to James, and he said that she has got a job in Peterborough.
Peterborough? Oh, gosh, that's a long way to go.
Yeah, I know, so I presume she'll move up there.
Well, fancy that. I must admit I'd never been there, have you?
Oh, no, I haven't. And I won't now. I know that Tina will be living there.
Henry, that's enough of that.
Tina, what have you got there?
Cushions.
What, four boxes of them?
Yes, and I've been told that we must put them out today.
What, all of them?
Yeah.
So where are they going to go? I had to squeeze the last slot between the fluffy and silky ones, and I don't think that was the best place for them.
Oh, don't worry. I've made a space.
Oh, have you? So did your course tell you how to do that?
No.
Sorry, that was supposed to be a joke.
Oh, I see. Well, it wasn't very funny. And if you must know, I haven't been doing my course recently, as I haven't had the motivation to do it. But I do aim to get back into it at the weekend.
Okay, good. Because you mustn't give up.
No, I know that. But this one is more difficult than the last one. But I'll get there. If I aim to be manager one day, I'll need as many qualifications behind me as I can get.
Yes, well, I'm sure they'll help.
And when? And this is a joke. I am manager here. You can be assistant manager.
Oh, and what will Mike have to say about that?
Oh, I'll sack him. You'll be far better than he is at the job.
Oh, okay. Although I'm not sure I'll want the post.
Well, I promise to bring you in cake every day.
Ah, well, okay, the job's mine. So, these blooming cushions. I suppose we'd better get them out or neither of us will have a job.
Penny, they can't sack you for not putting cushions out in time.
I know, I was only joking.
Oh.
So, come on, let's see what they're like. Do you need any cushions?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's a pity. If you had, it would mean we'd have had less to put out.
Yes, do you know the lady on table two?
Yes, she's Maisie's sister.
Oh, is she?
Yes, she's just moved back to the island from Luton.
Oh, really?
Yes. And now talking about moving, I've heard that Tina, you know Tina?
Yeah.
Well, she's got a job in painting.
Oh, has she?
Yes, amazing, isn't it?
Oh, don't know about that, but painting's very nice. I could easily live there.
Oh, I've never been.
Oh, you must go. It's lovely.
Oh, well, I'll have to mention it to Matthew then.
So, when does she go?
Who, Tina?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but I think someone said it will be at the end of the month.
Well, good for her. Do you know why she's going?
Yes, she's got a manager's job there.
Oh, gosh. Well, I hope it all works out for her.
What are you two gossiping about?
Oh, we're only discussing Tina, about her move to Paignton.
Oh, is that where she's going?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. I love it there.
That's just what I was saying. And I said to Yaz that she and Matthew should have a holiday there.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. It's very friendly. It just has everything.
Well, I'll have to suggest it to him then.
Well, you better be quick or you'll be bumping into Tina all the time.
Oh, well, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
So, when's Becky coming down?
I don't know. We haven't confirmed a date yet.
So, why is she coming? Why can't you two do everything online now?
Well, we can, but it seems she just wants to come down for some odd reason.
Do you think Nick asked her to come here?
No, I don't think so. He hasn't said anything to me about it.
Oh, well, it is a bit of a pain, as everyone will have to be on their best behaviour.
No, they won't. Remember, she's only a rep.
Yes, but she's also a very good friend of the family. We don't want her here all the time, sneaking back to Nick, saying what we're all doing.
Henry, she's not going to do that.
She will, because she did that last time she was here, didn't she? With Tina. And it was really quite ridiculous. The poor girl was only joking.
Yes, but she also gossiped about another customer to her. She shouldn't have done that.
Well, I feel sorry for you. She must have taken it very badly if she wants to leave the island now.
No, she's always wanted a manager's job, so don't worry about her. She would have gone anyway.
Do you really believe that?
Well, yes. This has probably done her a favour. If that hadn't have happened, she might never have gotten the job. So it's all worked out for everyone.
How do you make that out?
Well, of course it will be sad to see Tina go, but...
But what?
But... She'll be happier where she's going, won't she?
No, not necessarily. What were you going to say?
Nothing. Look, I must get on. And you must get back to those gifts. We can't spend all day talking. That's not going to keep us in employment, is it?
Kathy, I'm home.
I'm in here.
What are you doing to that poor cat?
Well, what does it look like?
It looks like you're brushing him, but why?
Well, to make him look gorgeous.
Why are you doing that? Oh, be careful.
Oh, he's fine.
No, he doesn't like it.
Oh, he does. He's all right. Well, he's been fine until you came in.
Oh, sorry. So, do you want a coffee?
No, a tea, please.
You do know he's lost his winter coat, don't you?
Yes, I know that.
So why are you brushing him like that? His fur looks all fluffed up.
Because I'm going to film them and put it on YouTube.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Oh, no, lots of people do it.
Oh, Kathy, I'd rather you didn't.
Why?
Because what's the point? These two don't do anything special.
Oh, they do. They box.
Well, they don't really, do they? They put their paws up, that's all.
Well, I think they do, and it looks very funny.
Yeah, we think they look funny, but no one else will.
Well, I'm going to give it a try and see how many hits I get.
Oh, okay, if you have to. Where is Fizzy, by the way?
Oh, she's in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. I'll go and make the drinks. Kathy, did you leave something on the side?
Yes, I did. Why?
Because Fizzy's just eaten it.
Oh, no! I'll kill that cat! That was our dinner.
Oh, Kathy, that was lovely, thank you.
Good, seeing it certainly wasn't the thing I'd planned to do.
Well, no, because Fizzy ate that.
Oh, honestly, how could she? And just when I was about to make her a star.
Oh, so aren't you going to do it anymore?
Well, I'm thinking about it.
Oh, I see.
Now, Penny, there's something I want to ask you.
Oh, yeah. And what is it?
Well, I want your opinion as to what I should wear tonight, as I'm going on a date.
You what?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.